Morty, you gotta come on. You gotta come with
me. What, Rick? What's going on?
I got a surprise for you, Morty.
It's the middle of the night. What are you talking about?
Come on, I got a surprise for you. Come on, hurry up. Gotta get out. Gotta get out of here.
You're talking
to
me too hard.
I got a surprise for you, Morty. What do you think of this flying vehicle, Morty? I built it out of stuff I found in the garage.
Yeah, Rick, it's great. Is this the surprise?
Morty, I had to make a bomb, Morty. I had to create a bomb.
What? A bomb?
I'm gonna drop it down there and get a whole fresh start. Create a whole fresh start.
That's absolutely crazy.
Come on, Morty, just take it easy. Morty's gonna be good. Right now, we're gonna go pick up your little friend, Jessica.
Jessica? From my math class?
When I drop the bomb, I don't... You know, I want you to have somebody, you know, I want you to have the thing. I'm gonna make it like a new Adam and Eve, and you're gonna be Adam.
Oh.
And Jessica's gonna be Eve. Oh. And so that's the surprise, Morty.
No, you can't. Jessica doesn't even know I exist. But forget about that, because you can't blow up humanity.
I get what you're trying to say, Morty. Listen, I'm not, you don't gotta worry about me trying to fool around with Jessica or mess around with Jessica or anything. I'm not that kind of guy, Morty.
What are you talking about, Rick?
You don't have to worry about me getting with Jessica or anything. She's all for you, Morty.
I don't care about Jessica.
You know what, Morty, you're right. Let's forget the girl altogether. She's probably nothing but trouble anyways.
Neutrino bomb.
That's it, Rick. I'm taking the wheel.
Get off of me, Morty.
I'm taking charge of this situation, buddy.
What's gotten into you? You know what? That was all a test, Morty. Just an elaborate test to make you more assertive.
It was?
Sure, why not? I don't know. You know what?
Neutrino bomb found.
Mom?
See, there's a new episode of that singing show tonight. Who do you guys think is gonna be the best singer?
Oh my god, his head is in his food. I'm going to puke.
Morty, are you getting sick? I told you not to practice kiss the living room pillow. The dog sleeps on it.
I wasn't kissing a pillow, Mom. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Maybe my dreams were just too loud or something.
Or maybe you were out all night again with Grandpa Rick.
What?
Dad?
What, so everyone's supposed to sleep every single night now? You realize that nighttime makes up half of all time?
What?
Jerry!
Beth!
Oh my god, my parents are so loud, I'm gonna die.
There is no God, Summer. Gotta rip that band-aid off now, you'll thank me later.
Okay, with all due respect, Rick, what am I talking about? What respect is due? How is my son supposed to pass his classes if you keep dragging him off for high-concept sci-fi rigmarole?
Listen, Jerry, I don't want to overstep my bounds or anything. It's your house, it's your world, you're a real Julius Caesar. But I'll tell you how I feel about school, Jerry. It's a waste of time. Bunch of people running around, bumping into each other. Got guy up front says 2 plus 2. People in the back say 4. Then the bell rings. They give you a carton of milk and a piece of paper that says you can go take a dump or something. I mean, it's not a place for smart people, Jerry. I know that's not a popular opinion. That's my 2 cents on the issue.
This was a good breakfast, Beth. You really made the crap out of those eggs. I wish your mother was here to eat them.
Oh, Dad.
What? For real? All right, now everybody get set. Get away from the windows. Now look, I'm gonna be dealing with some real serious stuff today. You might have heard of it. It's called math. And without it, none of us would even exist. So let's jump right in. 2 plus 2.
5. Jessica.
5 plus 5.
10.
Okay, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough. First row, take one, pass it back for me. The stakes are high in this room. There's crucial things happening here every day. Some of y'all getting dumb. Some of y'all ain't gonna see 3 o'clock.
Hi, Morty.
Whoa. Hi, Jessica.
Can I show these to you?
Wow. They're both great. Thank you.
You know what I named these? My little Mortys.
That's flattering and a little weird.
Do you know what I want you to do with them?
Rename them?
Squeeze them. Manhandle them. Give them the business. business. See if you can shuffle them. I mean, really get in there and knock them around. No wrong answers.
Wow, well, okay, Jessica. Let's give this a shot.
Oh, Morty, what are you doing to me?
I'm just doing my best.
Morty, what are you doing to me?
Jessica.
Morty!
Jessica.
5 more minutes of this and I'm going to get mad.
Jessica.
Not my fault this is happening.
Well, well, well.
Morning, Frank.
Morning? What is that supposed to mean? Are you making fun of me? Are you trying to say my family's poor?
Oh, jeez, Frank. I don't know if a knife is necessary. I mean, you know, you kind of had things handled without it.
You're telling me how to bully now? Big mistake, Morty. Now I'm gonna cut you. Because my family's rich.
There you are, Morty. Listen to me. I got an errand to run in a whole different dimension. I need an extra pair of hands.
Oh, jeez, Rick. What'd you do to Frank?
Pretty obvious, Morty. I froze him. Now listen, I need your help, Morty. I mean, we gotta get the hell out of here and go take care of business. It's important. Come on, Morty.
Oh, no, Rick. I can't leave school again.
Do you have any concept of how much higher the stakes get out there, Morty? What do you think, I can just do it all by myself? Come on.
Oh, jeez, okay. I guess I can skip history. What about Frank? I mean, shouldn't you unfreeze him?
I'll do it later, Morty. He'll be fine. Let's go.
Oh my god. I'm about to walk past Frank Pollicky. This is the story we'll be telling our children. Hi, Frank. Scalpel.
Scalpel. Knock, knock.
Jerry?
My manager gave me an hour for lunch, and I thought, hey, why not swing by where your wife works?
We're losing him. Okay, he's back.
Jerry, please tell me you're here for an incredibly urgent reason.
Well, it's lunch. I mean, it's one of 3 meals that have existed for millennia.
Losing him. Stabilized.
Okay, I only ask, Jerry, because as you know, my job involves performing heart surgery.
Well, yeah, on horses.
Excuse me?
Okay, let's not rehash that fight. I sense that you're busy, and we'll now be on my way. Whoa, what is this on the floor? Some kind of literature for a really nice-looking nursing home. Hey, honey, crazy idea, bad pitch. Let's put your dad here. Let's put your dad in a nursing home.
We're losing him.
Hey, Tom, we know when we're losing him. We can hear the beeps!
There she is. All right, come on, Morty, let's go.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh, man, Rick. What is this place?
It's Dimension 35C, and it's got the perfect climate conditions for a special type of tree, Morty, called a mega tree. And there's fruit in those trees, and there's seeds in those fruits. I'm talking about mega seeds. They're incredibly powerful, and I need them to help me with my research, Morty.
Oh, man, Rick. I'm looking around this place, and I'm starting to work up some anxiety about this whole thing.
All right, calm down. Listen to me, Morty. I know that new situations can be intimidating. You're looking around, and it's all scary and different. But, you know, meeting them head-on, charging right into them like a bull, that's how we grow as people. I'm no stranger to scary situations. I deal with them all the time. Now, if you just stick with me, Morty, we're gonna be... Holy crap, Morty, run! Morty, run! I've never seen that thing before in my life! I don't know what the hell it is! We gotta get out of here, Morty! It's gonna kill us! We're gonna die! We're gonna die, Morty! Oh, Morty, take a deep breath. Breathe that in. Breathe that fresh air in, Morty. You smell that? That's the smell of adventure, Morty. That's the smell of a whole different evolutionary timeline.
All right, Rick, look, how much longer is this gonna be? Shouldn't I be back at school by now?
What, are you joking me? I mean, look at all the crazy crap surrounding us. I mean, look at that thing right there. What the hell is that thing? You think you're gonna see that kind of thing at school? Look at it just lumbering around. It defies all logic, that thing.
Yeah, Rick, I get it. We're surrounded by monsters. That's kind of the reason why I wanna leave.
Morty, you see this? You see what we just stumbled upon, Morty? Any idea what that is down there?
The mega trees?
That's right, Morty, the mega trees. With the mega fruit on them. And that's what I'm talking about, Morty. That's where my seeds are. If we would have done what you wanted, I would have never found them because you're so in love with school.
All right. So what's so special about these seeds anyways?
You ask a lot of questions, Morty. Not very charismatic. It makes you kind of an underfoot figure. Just take these shoes, Morty. They're special grappling shoes. When you're wearing these things, these babies, you can basically just walk on any surface you want, Morty. Up, down, below, turn around to the left. These things really bring it all together. You have to turn them on, Morty. The shoes have to be turned on.
I am not putting my father in a home. He just came back into my life, and you want to
grab him and stuff him under a mattress like last month's Victoria's Secret?
I told you, I was ordering you something for Valentine's Day. More importantly, your father is a horrible influence on our son.
Everything cool in here, Beth?
It's fine, Davin.
Okay, cool. You know, we did something great today. There's nothing more noble and free than the heart of a horse.
Since we're fighting, if you ever have an affair with that guy, I will come to the hotel room and blow my brains out all over your naked bodies.
Look, I appreciate the stress you're under, but Morty was having trouble in school way before my dad moved in. And the only influence I can see Rick having is that for the first time in his life, Morty has a friend.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, maybe I am. I'm my father's daughter. I'm smart. Why do you think I'm a heart surgeon?
Heart surgeon.
Hello?
Miss Smith, this is Principal Vagina. No relation. I wonder if you and Morty's father might be able to have a chat with me this afternoon.
Morty, you really did a number on your legs right now. You know, you gotta turn the shoes on, Morty, for them to work. See, look, I turned mine on. I had no problem getting down here. It was a leisurely breeze.
I'm in a lot of pain, Rick.
Yeah, I can see that. But do you think you'll still be able to help me collect my seeds, Morty?
Are you kidding me? That's it, Rick. That's the last straw. I can't believe this. I'm sitting here with both of my legs broken, and you're still asking me about getting those seeds? You're a monster. You're like Hitler, but even Hitler cared about Germany or something.
Okay, hold on just a second, Morty.
Instantly. I mean, I've never felt so good in my life. Thank you.
Don't worry about it, Morty. Just come help me get these seeds, all right, buddy?
Sure thing, Rick.
Not that you asked, Morty, but what just happened there is I went into a future dimension with such advanced medicine that they had broken leg serum at every corner drugstore. The stuff was all over the place, Morty.
Wow, that's pretty crazy, Rick.
There's just one problem, Morty. One little hang-up. The dimension I visited was so advanced that they had also halted the aging process, and everyone there was young, Morty, and they had been forever. I was the only old person there, Morty. It was like I was some sort of, you know, celebrity walking around. I was fascinating to them. There were a lot of attractive women there, Morty. They all wanted time with me. I had a lot of fun with a lot of young ladies. But I spent so much time there, my interdimensional portal device, it's got no charge left, Morty. It's got no charge left.
What?
It's as good as garbage, Morty. It's not going to work anymore, Morty.
Oh, jeez, Rick, that's not good. What are we going to do? I have to be back at school right now. How are we going
to
get back home?
There's ways to get back home, Morty. It's just going to be a little bit of a hassle. We're going to have to go through interdimensional customs. So you're going to have to do me a real solid.
Uh-oh.
When we get to customs, I'm going to need you to take these seeds into the bathroom, and I'm going to need you to put them way up inside your butthole.